SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. We are back. Carver and Lisi, the bus is going all over the lanes. I'm driving all over the place. Forget about it. How about that? Tuesday night special. We got Lisi in the cockpit talking in-game hoops. Let me just reiterate what I did, okay? I took Auburn. They were up 2 points. Smash! They smashed them, okay? 80-68. I hope you laid the 2.5. Number one team in the country, never look back. They smashed them in Nashville. I came right back with Mick Cronin. They were getting knocked out. Bam, bam, bam. I took the 9.5. Down 6. We're going to make a run in Champaign in the second half. And then I got this over in Marquette and DePaul. I think it was 20-18. Need a miracle. But don't worry about it. Pop some Tums. Hopefully we get it in the second half. I'm joined by Georgie boy, gentleman George Kurtz. And I'm on the chat now. I'm looking. People were saying football season's over. I'm miserable. Damn straight I'm miserable. You got that right. And Carver is. He's out for an audition tonight with the Syndicate show. So we'll see if he can make the cut. He's out with the Syndicate tonight. I'm out. They cut me out. Carver's in. There you go. And George is in for Carver. So let's talk football, George. We'll continue. We left off talking about the tournament out there for the NHL. We got some baseball. I'll tickle your fancy. In the next segment, we'll talk on maybe some if some team in MLB can challenge the good old Dodgers. Maybe a team from the American, maybe the Mets can maybe, you know, make it or break it. They've made some moves. I'll get your take about that. But I do want to finish the conversation about the NFL. Outside the Eagles, and maybe, and I'm not even going to include the Chiefs, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't know what they're going to do. Obviously, Pat Mahomes is there, but I do have concerns about their age now. Chris Jones, not young. You talk about Travis Kelce. You know, some of the younger talent. D-Hop just retired today. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that. He went into Andy Reid's office. He said supposedly he's done. We'll see. The only team outside the Eagles that I maybe would make a bet right here in February would be Josh Allen and the Bills. I won't even take a shot on the Ravens. Is there any team that you would bet right here in February that says, you know what, I'm getting a good price. I might as well jump in now.
All right. First of all, I think that report by Hopkins, I think Hopkins came out and said it was false. So he's not retiring. That it matters. The way he's played right about now, he might as well retire. He's just not the same guy. This guy's somebody a little angry that he dropped that one pass in the second quarter of the Super Bowl here.
That was a momentum changer. But let me just say this. That wasn't the reason why they lost. They were already down 24-0 by that time. It wouldn't have mattered. But God.
No, that was not not the reason they lost. It was just I lost a bet because of it. So I'm a little unhappy right now.
I lost 25.5-2 on him. So
lost more than I did. If there was a team that I was going to bet on, other than the Eagles, right? We're saying other than the Eagles here, because I still think the Eagles right now are the best team. I think Buffalo's a good choice, mind you. All right. So I guess I'll choose somebody other than Buffalo as well, because that would have been my team here. I think if you're going for the best value here, I'm trying to look on the board. There it is. I don't think so, but I might go with Cincinnati. Plus 1,800, 18-1 here. We also have, now listen, I don't know what's going to happen with T. Higgins. I don't think he's going to re-sign this. That's going to hurt someone. But maybe they can put some of that money towards the defense there. It's an incredibly strong division here. Because Baltimore's still likely to be a better team. Pittsburgh's always a threat there. And, well, Cleveland's a disaster. So they are what they are. But I think for 18-1, I might take a shot there. I'm probably not going with any team in the NFC because I think Philadelphia's the best team. I'm not so sure how close it is. But if I was going to go with an NFC team, it's the same thing I said before. The Commanders are 24-1. You know?
Yeah.
That's the team. Who else are you going to go? Green Bay? No. Detroit? Okay. If you want to sell me on Detroit, Joe, I could buy that.
No, you see, here's the thing.
You lose both of your coordinators for Detroit. We saw Philadelphia do this last year, started out like a wildfire and fell off a cliff at the end of the regular season, right? They start 10-1, they end 1-5, and they get abused by Tampa Bay. Wasn't until they get those right coordinators this year that they obviously score and hit pay dirt. So for me, George, it's almost like it might take a year till Campbell finds out who the right coordinator is. So backing them in year number one to say, you know what, they're going to hit the ground running. There's going to be no growing pains, and that's it. I don't buy that. You know, and especially if they go in-house, that's a cause of concern because the Eagles did that with Brian Johnson last year.
Everything you said is fair. It's why I'm not as high on Detroit. I think Detroit has a lot of talent. I think the defense does need to be fixed, but I love the fact that, listen, I think Jahmyr Gibbs is a complete stud. All right, that they should give him the ball more. Montgomery should be almost faded out or even traded for something. But in this day and age, listen, we all want two running backs because of the brutality of the position here. But it's a good team. I mean, you get a defensive player or two, whether it's through the draft or free agency, they're a threat. The offensive line is fantastic. So you know they're going to be able to throw the ball. You know they're going to be able to run it. I just don't think they're quite there at Philadelphia. I don't. You know, so they guess, I don't think anyone's there at Philadelphia. That's my problem. I think Philadelphia, you and I have already discussed this, right? They're not going to lose all that much. Yeah, Bourne may go. I understand a couple of other players. Josh Sweat may go. But they have backups for these guys. And the draft's coming. And they'll spend in free agency. And Howie Roseman is doing nothing but hitting bullseyes of late. All right? So all right. He's been fantastic.
So you and I love to think outside the box, right? Right? We always believe in value. You and I think similar. So do you... And you're we are absolutely right and aligned in terms of how we break this down. But what if I told you that Myles Garrett could be on one of those teams? Okay, hang on. Do we jump the gun because even though they're not on there now, he's not on there now, you know that you're not going to get that once it's announced. So do we take a shot on and I'm not suggesting Detroit's the right fit, but we knew that when Hutchinson went down last year, it's potential that he might have been, you know, at least rumbled, right? Or, you know, Tannenbaum brought up that crazy trade. But I'm saying, do we jump the gun suggesting that maybe, just maybe, Myles Garrett might be on one of these organizations and teams? And obviously, maybe they're 20 or 25 to 1, like a Green Bay. And if he gets on the defense, you know that value's gone.
Oh, you're 1,000% correct, right? That's a game changer. That's a complete game changer. If you don't want to bet on Myles Garrett being traded, I don't know if Cleveland's going to deal him. If Garrett puts a lot of pressure on him, I don't think they'd have a choice. You know, but that's a massive new contract coming. All right, how many teams can afford that? I don't think Detroit could afford that. Green Bay could afford that. I'll look at their salary cap situation. But once again, Joe, a team I'll come back to, I know one team that can afford it, and I keep bringing up here, the Washington Commanders. They have $93 million or something like that available in cap. They can easily afford this, easily. It's probably something they should be thinking about doing, giving up. Everything's called Garrett's going to go for 3-4. He's not going for 3-4 number ones, okay? This is not what these guys get dealt for. It's not going to happen. That being said, it might take a couple. And Washington should be looking to do something like that. Your first pick's in the 20s anyway. You're going to keep winning. So you talk about picks in the 20s. Maybe you do really well and you get a 30 overall. So, yeah, I do think they should be looking to make a move like this. And you can afford the cap hit. So that's what a team might be looking. We know if he gets traded, he's not going to the AFC North. And he's probably not going in the AFC. So, once again, you're looking for teams in the NFC. Washington would make some sense. Philly can't do it. I mean, Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota could, but I don't think so. Tampa Bay? That'll make a difference there, too.
We'll see. We'll come back with more NFL, and we'll sprinkle in some Major League Baseball coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Supposed to make me look good. Matias Hintberg-Bell always makes me look good. Behind the scenes and obviously on the turntables tonight, George Kurtz in for Carver, Lisi in the cockpit. We're talking NFL. We're talking college hoops. We're talking baseball coming up next. That's George Strongsuit. Let me just get the people updated on what I have. I told you I smashed it with the Auburn Tigers in the bank. They dominate Vanderbilt. Here come the Bruins, baby. Mick Cronin thinks he's walking the sidelines down in Cincinnati. They're balking. Rah, rah, rah. 41-38. Here come the Bruins. Plus the 9.5. They're down 5 now. Come on, extend, extend, extend. And all of a sudden, I have Oregon minus the 9.5, and I jumped on the Longhorns, took them on the money line as well. Plus 190 I got over Alabama. So gamble at your own risk. We hope you get it. And we'll talk a little bit more college basketball up next. George, I brought up Major League Baseball. I said, can any team potentially challenge the great organization of the Los Angeles Dodgers? That juggernaut that just keeps pouring money into the abyss, but they're reaping the rewards. Can anybody potentially, outside maybe the Yankees, give me a dark horse that you're looking at as pitchers and catchers report, not just this week, but over the next couple of weeks, Georgie boy?
Yeah, well, I already report this week. A couple of teams already have here. A couple of teams reported on Super Bowl Sunday. Dodgers and Cubs
really?
Open up in, well, Dodgers open up, I think, against the Cubs in, I want to say Korea. I think it's Korea. On March 18th. So the season starts with that 17, 35 days. Yeah, then those teams will play, and then they'll come back and resume spring training before opening day for everybody else. In late March here. All right. Now, you said two things. First, you want to be a team that can compete with the Dodgers. Then you want a dark horse to compete with the Dodgers. All right.
Yeah,
give me
Tampa Bay used to for all those years. Tampa Bay had a cheap payroll. Everybody sold them off, and all they did was win playoff games. Give me somebody like that. I'll tell you what. I like to throw darts on a board, and I follow baseball to a degree. Okay, everybody sold this team down the river last year. I was on the Red Sox over there total. They overextended last year, overexceeded. They didn't make the playoff. How about the Rangers in a bounce back spot at 24-1?
Now it's an American League team, so we're not really going to compete with the Dodgers here. But Rangers have done.
But wait a second. We know American League team, but the Dodgers are still the best price on the board at plus 250 to win a World
Series. Why not the Padres? Why not the Padres?
Because you're
Dodgers
a homer.
Have all sorts of problems.
I'm not a homer. I'm a Dodger guy and an Angel guy. I'm not a Padre guy by any stretch, but I respect their team and what they've done in the last.
If you're talking about teams in the National League, like I said, a darker horse. Listen, if I was going to pick the 6 playoff teams in the National League right now, you're looking at the Dodgers, all right? Whoever wins the National League Central, who I don't care, they're all terrible. Phillies, Braves, probably the Mets. And the 6th team would be, I guess, what Joe's dark horse would be that people aren't talking about enough. Not the Padres, Matthias, although I think they'll be there. But I worry about the ownership group and selling off some players. They trade Dylan Cease, so whatever's going on there, it's a mess.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm like, man, they were so close this year.
The Arizona Diamondbacks. That would be the team 34. That I think could be a little bit of – they're not going to win the division. All right, but this is a team that I think will make the playoffs. You know, and
why do they have a letdown year this year, George? Why do they have such a letdown year this year after, like, their big run 2 years ago? Because that was kind of unexpected.
We're not talking a great team here, but they made additions. Corbin Burns, you've got a true A. That pitching staff is legit. I'm not comparing anyone to the Dodgers, by the way, who have like 13 starting. It's a joke. They have 13 starting. They can field 2 teams with the starting pitches. It's hilarious there. Good for the Dodgers, bad for everybody else. But the Braves have made some good moves here. I think they'll make the playoffs as a wild card. And then, listen, 5-game series, anything can happen. Yeah, the Padres would have won one more game. Dodgers wouldn't even been in the World Series, right? So that can happen there. So those are my 6 favorite teams. So to answer your question, the dark horse would be the Arizona Diamondbacks. The team that I think could directly threaten them would be the Philadelphia Phillies.
Well, the Phillies are 11-1. I mean, come on, with Harper and that crew, you know, I mean, come on, Schwarber. Isn't Bohm still there, right? So, I mean, they have a nucleus. I mean, we know about the Phillies. They're a household name. I brought up the Rangers as potentially winning it all because they were there a couple of years ago, and 24-1 for a team that's in the AL that obviously maybe might meet the Dodgers isn't bad value. The other team that I always back, just because I like the uniforms, and I think they should always be better than what they are the Giants. How are they 90-1? How are they? I feel like their pitching isn't that bad. It's that bad, that team that they're 90-1 behind the Brewers, behind the Reds. I mean, really?
Well, I'll tell you why they're 90-1. Joe, I know you know. You know, name me one Giant offensive player.
Jeez.
There you go. There you go. They listen. They'll pitch okay, right? You got Logan Webb, always better than people realize. Verlander, okay, he's probably done, but they signed him. Robbie Ray, Kyle Harrison, Hicks, Bob Birdsong, whoever it goes. Starting pitching is solid. It may not be great, but it's solid. But the offense is a huge question mark.
Okay, but for the value at 90-1, if you have good pitching,
you know you can't win the division. I mean, because you're not going to beat the Dodgers in the division. So now you're hoping you can get a wild card. You know, they're not the team I would look at. I think if you're looking for a true dark horse team, the numbers you're looking at, you're looking at the American League, because the American League is more wide open. It's much more, because the Yankees are probably still the class, but they're not Dodgers class. And then after that, it could be anybody. It really could be anybody. So that's why I kind of like where you're going with the Texas Rangers. I do like what you're going with there. They're starting Rangers also has huge question marks. Because after DeGrom and Eovaldi, and DeGrom's not making 32 starts, all right? He's probably making another 24. Eovaldi's probably the same thing. And then you got Bradford. You got guys like, you know, not too great stars, but they can hit. They'll be a threat out there. Listen, I'm always all a right. Seattle guy. When will Seattle put it together? That ownership would spend money on offense.
26-1, baby. Might be good value. We'll come back, break down more college hoops, more NFL right here on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back. Carver and Lisi rocking and rolling. Talking a little hot stove Major League Baseball talk. Gave my pick. I'll give my preseason pick, dart to the wall, Texas Rangers, plus the 24-1, plus 2,400 to win it all. And then I'll give you one more, George. I always bet this team, too, the Reds, 70-1. I don't know. Another team, I like the uniforms. If I don't bet the Giants, it's the Reds. Can the Reds actually make some noise with De La Cruz and this team? I feel like they're so close. Offensively, they've come around. If we could just get the pitching, you know, tightened up and buttoned up a bit, maybe we can make a run.
I agree with you. I think I was a year early on the Reds. I was on the Reds last year. All right, so I have them over their win total this year, which I think is 78.5, might be 79.5. I took them over their win total this year. I think that division, Reds, Cubs, Brewers, Cardinals, and I'm missing Pirates, is sort of wide open. All right, the Cubs probably are the best team right now, but I don't think they're a great team. So I think the Reds have a shot, Joe. I do. And like I said, I'm hoping that I was a year early because I was on them last year. You know, they didn't quite get there. So I have their over win total this year, and I don't mind their play on the division. Are they going to threaten anybody as far as the World Series? No. That's not what we're looking for here. All right, I'm just looking to get above 500, and I do think they can get there.
Can we get make playoffs? Let me see the make playoffs odds here. Let me see. Make playoffs on the Reds. Let me just see. We should be able to get a good number, no, George?
I would assume. I don't think it'll be a great number. I think it'll be a good number. There's two reasons why you wouldn't mind betting on the Reds to make the playoffs, by the way. One, we just talked, they could win the division. Wouldn't shock me. Two is the wild card. Listen, the Mets starting pitching could fall apart. All right, so they might have problems. Maybe the Braves, so you know, Strider and Acuna coming back from injury. What was
245 it? Plus 245.
Wow, I would have thought we would get a better number than that. 2.5 to 1?
Explain this. All right, so explain this to me, George. Explain this to me. Make playoffs, right? Reds are 245 plus 245. Dodgers are plus Dodgers. Giants are plus 225. How could that be when there's a $20 difference in their World Series odds?
Doesn't make any sense to me. All right. And I would much rather bet on the Reds than the Giants, by the way. That's not even close to me, because the Giants have no chance to win the division. They're all about the wild card. And what I was going to say about the Reds, the reason why their wild card chance might be up a little bit is the division is terrible. It's a lot of extra games. I mean, listen, the Giants got to play the Dodgers, got to play the Diamondbacks, got to play the Padres. Those are good teams. They're going to lose those games. The Reds are going to play teams I just mentioned, Cubs, Pirates, Cardinals. Now they're bad, but they're not great either. Better chance for the Reds to win here. So I like the Reds' chance to make the playoffs much more than the Giants.
Maybe we should do this then, George. Why don't we do this? Because I know I can always push you in on a wheel bet. Let's do Reds to make the playoffs. Right? I got to write this down. Okay? Right? Who do we think can make the playoffs? You want to take a shot with Joe Burrow to win it all? Bless you. Cincinnati, 18-1. And then we'll throw one more in. Who do you think could win it all in the cup in the NHL?
My God. Hey, you're asking me to wait a year to cash this bet, which I am not big on, brother. I don't have that kind of patience.
It's a wheel play. Wheel
I don't have
play.
Patience.
It's a wheel
like,
play.
I don't like making a bet on Monday that I won't find out about it until Thursday. Okay? That bothers me.
George, I got one for you. Don't worry about this. This one you're going to like. Okay? This is an absolute wheel play. Okay? Give me your best bet for NHL.
The best bet for NHL? We discussed this last night on Sports Rage. Why do
to
I
make
just
the playoffs?
Think
give me somebody
to make the playoffs. Well, you take anybody. Take Edmonton, Vegas, Dallas, whoever you want.
No. I don't want a favorite. I want somebody with plus money.
Rangers. Rangers might be plus money because they're not in a playoff spot right now.
+128 range. This is great, George. You're gonna love this wheel play. All right, watch this. You ready? You're going to love this. I tell you what, okay? Put the Bengals
Joe
in.
Joe Lisi special.
The Joe Lisi, watch this. Joe Lisi wheel play. I'm going to make it easy for you, okay? This is no doubt. And Matias will be in on this as well, okay? With the Reds. You're going to love. We'll come back. We'll wrap this up. I'm in the lab. Lisi's in the lab. I'm cracking Adams. Coming right back next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on Carver and Lee. In the lab, Crackett Adams. And we talk about wheel plays on this show multiple times. And gentleman George Kurtz, with his knowledge in baseball, just opened my mind. It's almost like just like I see the light, George. I just saw it. So in the break, I put together this wheel play, okay, that pays. You ready for this? $1,155 to 1. Okay? All right? You ready?
I'm ready.
New York Rangers at +128 to make the playoffs.
Okay, love it.
Cincinnati +245 to make the playoffs.
Okay, I'm with you.
Philadelphia Eagles 6-1 to win the Super Bowl.
I kind of like that too.
And here's where my expertise comes in. 20-1 on those Bayou Bengals LSU to win the Natty at 20-1. That on a $100 bet would pay $115,530. What do you think about that, George?
I don't know about the Bengals there, but the rest of the part, I actually kind of like this. All right. I think the Rangers will make the playoffs. So I like that. You and I are both on the Reds. I think I'm a year off on them. So I kind of like that. Yeah, I got the Eagles, by the way.
Can't
I keep saying the whole show.
The Eagles.
All right. I think by the way, I really hope Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside aren't watching this show because I've had enough of those two. But yeah, I think the Eagles are still going to be the best team in the NFL next season.
With the Homer Kevin picks.
With the flag on game time decisions. Fly, Eagles, fly. Enough.
You could have made it bigger. You could have made it bigger, Joe. You could have taken the Falcons and win the NFC South. Get more greed in you. We know that you have a pick in there and you. Let's go. Come on. Whip it out, Biggie. Let's go. Falcons win the South.
I am pretty ticked at your Falcons, Matthias. That cost me some bucks. I was on the Falcons.
They choked. No, they choked, George. You're right. But you know what? With Penix next year, that division's up for grabs. They choked big time. You're right.
Still Tampa Bay.
George, anybody else in hockey that's plus money that we can make the playoffs? That's maybe out.
It's because I have to look in the Eastern Conference because I don't think Boston's going to make it. I don't think Columbus will make it. So what's the other team that can put in there? That's a problem. I don't think it's going to be the Islanders. You know, Montreal.
Can the Flames crack through?
No.
Can the Flames crack through?
The Flames could. So you took the Flames over the Canucks. They both have played the same amount of games. They're a game behind. I don't mind the Flames over the Canucks here because I don't think the Canucks
Flames are gutless.
JT Miller.
Gutless team. The Flames are a gutless team.
Vancouver's the gutless team. They just traded JT Miller. Pedersen's hasn't played well all year because they're fighting. You know, I don't think Tocchet gets the team under control. Demko can't stay healthy for more than three games, although Lankinen's been great. That's something I could listen. I like the Rangers to get in the playoffs more than I like the Calgary Flames, but the Calgary Flames could pass Vancouver. That would not shock me.
I mean, if here's what I'll recommend: Eagles, Reds, Flames and the Georgia Bulldogs at a 7-1 price pays 887-1.
89,000 on a $100 ticket. Sure.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think I like the prior one better. A little better money. I mean, we're taking pretty much the same players other than Calgary and Georgia, right? So I think I like the prior one better. I think that's where
we're all in agreement on these Reds, right?
Which is to win everything else. The Reds will suck.
I know, but I love these wheel plays. You know, you want to go with Texas? We can go with Texas.
You have much more patience than I have. I mean, I've already got a half dozen baseball futures as far as home run totals. I like betting those early before the number goes up or gets a worse price.
Let's put a college basketball national championship winner in there, George. And Joe.
We'll take
St. John's guy. Give me St. John's.
Nah, I'm not taking St. John's. The basketball is all up in the air. We would need somebody that actually has a shot. National champion. See, in the basketball.
How about the guys that just paid you, Joe? The guys that just paid you tonight. Auburn.
You know the team I like? I'm not feeling the Auburn. You know what team I am feeling? I know this is crazy. How about Memphis at 150-1?
Oh, I don't like that, Joe. I don't like that, Joe.
Why?
Because they're hit or miss. I don't like that. That they played great in the Maui, but they haven't played up to that standard in their league. So I don't, you know what I mean? And then the Maui's tougher than their league. So that's why it's they're hit or miss. You know a team that I like? I like Florida. I think Florida's really good. I think that once they get to the tournament, that team's ready to win a national championship. I think that's the main goal. They're in a tough conference. Alabama's good. Kentucky's good. Tennessee's good. But out of all of them, I think Florida makes their biggest run in the tournament.
Let me ask you, George, out of both NHL teams, which one do you feel more confident, Rangers or Flames?
Rangers. I think the Rangers. I think the Rangers are done. By the way, trade deadline in the NHL is March 7th. They made the big addition for JT Miller. The Rangers could have another big move in them. Like I said, I think the Rangers are. They want to get in because they know if they can get in, they're a threat.
All right. I mean, this one is crazy. 831-1 with Memphis, the Rangers, Cincinnati, and the Eagles. I mean, you want to talk about sweating it out? We're sweating it out, George. Can I get you in? $100 pays $831,000.
Yeah, you could definitely convince me of doing that. Listen, I don't know much about the college basketball, so I'd be taking your word on that. But I understand the risks of it. The risk I like.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're going to do it. All right. How about that? We got a wheel play. All right. Now everybody's excited. All right. Everybody. Matthias, give us your pick. What are your picks for baseball?
Oh, man. Dodgers to win the World Series. Why would I go against it? I don't care about anybody else. Dodgers to win the World Series, baby. That's what it's all about. Every other team's not good enough. And you know what? The offseason told me that. I thought it was a cheat code what the Dodgers did this offseason. It's not fair. I'm not even a major Dodgers fan. But whatever they did this offseason told me that other guys want to win championships, so they might as well sign with the Dodgers. And, you know, people are going to be saying that it's not fair. You know what I mean? The league shouldn't allow the Dodgers to do this. Like Kurt said earlier, how many pitchers do the Dodgers have? It's like, my God, it's a plethora of stars.
It's for those who don't know, the Dodgers starting pitching staff, think about this. Yamamoto, Ohtani, who'll probably pitch in May, Snell, Glasnow, Sasaki. They're going to re-sign Kershaw. He'll be back. Gonsolin, Dustin May. You still got Bobby Miller, you know, Landon Knack. I mean, it's ridiculous. They could literally lose five guys and still be okay. And we're not even talking about the offense, by the way, which is full of stars.
They re-signed Teoscar Hernandez. Everybody, even the fans in L.A. didn't expect that to happen.
Okay. You know why? Because Matthias, you already said it. And I've said this before, and Matthias knows I've said this on Gabe many times. If I am a free agent baseball player, all right, I can play for a team, the Dodgers, get paid top money or close to top money. I'm playing in beautiful weather, right? You know they're going to compete and make moves here. And I'm not even the star, so I don't have to worry about being hounded by the media because you have Ohtani, you have Betts, you have Freeman. Yeah, sign me up for that. Sign me up.
All right.
Great. I don't know if I would defer all this money that all these players are doing, but because that's why the Dodgers are able to do it all, by the way, because these players are taking the money 10, 15 years from now, which, by the way, this will haunt the Dodgers eventually when they can't make as many moves because you know, got to pay all these deferred contracts. But, yeah, I don't blame the Dodgers. They're gaming the system. They're playing the system. Every other team can do the same thing as the Dodgers. They just don't.
All right, we'll see. All I can tell you is I'll wish it and root it in for you guys. I'm in on the Cincinnati Reds, and UCLA has let me down in a big way. So we'll come back, we'll wrap it up, talk some more NFL. We'll sprinkle in some other talks about futures. Coming right back on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi. Lisi breaking down stuff in the lab. I just put in another one with the Flames. Crazy bets. Why not? We do it. This is when the time you got to break it down in the offseason. I'm all in on the Memphis Tigers and Penny Hardaway. I watched them play a couple of times this year. I think they're long. I think they're athletic. I think they could crash the boards. I like that type of team. Top 25 team, maybe a little under the radar, getting great value. 150-1. I'll take a shot with the Memphis Tigers to win it all. I put them in a parlay with the Calgary Flames and the New York Rangers, put them in separate parlays, and I keyed the Cincinnati Reds. One has the LSU Tigers to win it all. The other has the Eagles to win it all. And we'll see how this plays out. I also have the Georgia Bulldogs to potentially get back into the mix. So hopefully George sees the light with me, and maybe we can win some money. I mean, here's the thing. You know, we talk about barring any major injury, the Eagles are going to be there. What happens if the Eagles land Myles Garrett?
I don't see that happening. I think Cleveland's going to want more of a 32nd pick overall. I mean, you know, they're going to want to get higher than that. I don't think the Eagles can afford it, by the way. So that'll also be a key there. But I don't see him going there. Like I said, I think Washington, Green Bay, it would take some finagling, but they could do it if they wanted to. Yeah, Minnesota could make a move as well. I'm looking at NFC teams. Keep saying this because I don't think he's certainly not going to the AFC North. And I think Cleveland, as we see most trades, would want to get Garrett out of the AFC. They don't want to deal with him as far as that concerned. So, I mean, Tampa Bay could be an option.
What about
there.
The Falcons, George? What about the Falcons with Cousins in your back pocket and the pick?
A great pick. If they had to do it, right? Because that's what they need. They need a pass rusher. So the Falcons would be really a good solution as well. San Fran can't afford it. Rams could make a move, you know, which would mean, by the way, Stafford stays. We talked about that earlier. And listen, bottom line is any team could do it. The question is what teams are in contention to do it? What teams can afford to do it? Remember, why does Garrett want to leave Cleveland? Because he wants to compete for Super Bowl trophies, plural. So he's not going to an also-ran team, all right? He's going to want to go to a top team.
All right, let me ask you this, George. When we talk about the Calgary Flames, Are they worthy if they get in the playoffs to win the West at 80-1?
No. No. I said they have good goaltending. Between Wolf and Vladar, Darth Vader, very good goaltending here, but it's not. They don't have enough. You know, I think they could be a playoff team, but to win the West, you got to beat teams like Winnipeg. And I understand the Winnipeg Jets over Dallas Cowboys. Great regular seasons and suck in the playoffs. I get it. But the Dallas Stars, Edmonton Oilers, Vegas Golden Knights, Colorado Avalanche, they're not better than all of those teams. And remember, they'll probably be a wild card team or third place, which means they might play Vegas round one and then go play Edmonton and then play Dallas. Good luck to you. No, they're not worthy of winning the West.
All right. Okay. So you would take them at plus 360 to make the playoffs, you think has good value?
All right. Yes, I think they have a shot to make playoffs.
All right, so we'll see how that. I mean, my ticket is a little cheaper now that I threw that out there. But, I mean, it's worth the shot. We put it in for giggles, all right? And hopefully we can win some money. Let me tell you, this UCLA team down 12, I'm catching part of the show, George. My back goes out every time.
Technology
midway
when
through.
It works, huh?
I know.
Hey,
crazy.
Joe's back at the game.
Oh, here we go. We're down 8, UCLA. They're hitting the floor. Amoeba defense, George. Amoeba defense. Down 8. Catching 8.5 and 9. Let's crash the bounds here. Crash the boards, Mick. 27-21. Creighton out on UConn. Behind the pace. And let me just give an update on this basketball. I took Marquette. See how bad I am there, George. Right now, I have Marquette over 142.5. All right, 48-38. In-game number, 134 and a hook. So we're up against it right now. Nobody said we're going to win by a shutout, right? So we gotta pick it up. I do like Oregon tonight laying the 9.5. For what it's worth, hopefully you gamble at your own risk and you give it a shot. All right, let me ask you, outside of all the talk that we've already discussed, we brought up Kellen Moore briefly. Do you like the hire? And let me ask you this about Kellen Moore. It's got to be 3 years at least for him to develop, no? This can't be a one-and-done, a two-year solution to turn it around with that roster.
Well, they better be patient, right? Because we all know the NFL is not for long, right? The old joke there from Jerry Glanville. But they better be patient. We also heard that the Kingsbury was offered the job when he said no. And I kind of wonder, if, you know, I said it earlier, there's only 32 jobs. I guess when you get offered one, you have to take it. But this may be one of the worst jobs in the NFL. You know, you and I have questions about Carr. All right. Kamara, who they get, you know, you're in salary cap hell. You re-signed Kamara? I don't think I would have done that. Olave, Shaheed, can they stay healthy? You don't have a tight end. Your defense is okay. You know, maybe even better than okay, but it's not great. You said 2 to 3 years. I'll be an optimist and give you two. You know, but they're not going to be good next season. I don't think they'll be good the season after that. So you're looking at 2027. And if he, Joe, if he goes 4-13 and 6-11, I don't know if he survives for a third season in today's game. I just don't know.
I hope it is crazy, but think about like the fall of Bobby Slowick that went from mastermind to out of a job in less than 1 year. How is that? How crazy is that? And I don't even think Slowick was the reason. I mean, you talk about Stephon Diggs being hurt, Tank Dell that goes down. You know, injuries throughout the regular season to your wide receiver core. I mean, Bobby Slowick elevated and got the most out of C.J. Stroud in year one. Year two, you don't give him a pass, you cut him? That's crazy, George.
I agree with you. But listen, we have no patience anymore. None. It's just the way it is in the NFL. And you know what? It's your fault. It's my fault. It's shows like this, shows throughout the NFL. It's social media. Everyone's crushing these guys over and over again for one mistake or one bad season. But they don't have patience. I'll tell you one other thing real quick here. I'd have rather had Kellen Moore than Brian Schottenheimer. And ooh. I don't really love Kellen Moore.
I agree with you. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now we're 2 hours. Why? When I'm talking to Georgie Boy Kurtz. We've been in the lab. We've been mixing and matching Major League Baseball, sprinkling in hockey, getting a little college basketball talk. And if you took those Bruins plus the 8.5 and 9, guess what? They are barking. Here they come. Mick Cronin and the crew down 2 with 26 seconds left. Hang in there. Hang in there, Bruins. All right. We got a potential over starting to take place in Nebraska, Creighton, 37-23. You dropped a bomb on me, baby. They're shooting bombs out there in Creighton. So we'll keep you updated on that. Now, our great producer, Matthias, wants us to sprinkle in the lab, and I guess we'll appease him just for giggles, George. He wants an NBA parlay. So, all right, Matthias, give us your chalk special. Who do you want to take in the NBA here?
I think we should drill it, Joe. I think we should go for our guy. He's been making us money all year, and he's playing. He's back in the lineup tonight, coming off the bench, and that's Grayson Allen tossing up those threes, baby, at a high-volume pace. Let's do it. I think we can nail it. Let's go for five. Let's go for five threes at plus 300. Why not?
All right, see, I misunderstood you. You see, this is why you need to be beaten down sometimes. You want a night SGP. I thought you were helping us out on an SGP for, like, the lab with the hockey and everything else. Give me your pick to win it all in the NBA. Give me – you want to take OKC? You want to take the Nuggets? Who do you want to take?
Okay, let's get non-chalk. Non-chalk. Let's go with –
come on.
Well, I don't want to say the Boston Celtics because they scare me. I think they're going to turn it up. I'm not going to say Cleveland because they're going to choke it. When it comes down to it, but let's get crazy. Why not? No, you know what? The Lakers. The Lakers. The Lakers with Doncic.
No Lakers.
Memphis. Memphis. You love the Southeast Conference over there. You love the South, Joe. What about Memphis? Memphis in college and Memphis in the NBA.
No, this Ja doesn't score anymore. I need somebody that could go toe-to-toe. I can't back Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs.
Then you're going to want Oklahoma City. You're going to want the Thunder with Shai Gilgeous. That's what you're asking for.
How about Joker? Let's take the Joker at 14-1. Okay?
No. It's a gutless team this year. Because they're gutless this year. They're not playing up to their standard. I don't trust the Nuggets right now.
Now I know that. Here, we're going to use the Nuggets, okay, with the Rangers, okay? We're going to sprinkle in the Eagles, and we'll throw in we'll do a college football. We'll throw in – who do you want to throw in? Let me see. Need somebody, George. Can't do Alabama. You know what? We'll do Texas.
How about Michigan? The Michigan Wolverines, baby.
The word isn't going to hit the ground running. Nuggets, Rangers, Eagles, and the Longhorns pays $1,794 to 1.
Cha-ching.
How about that?
They all have to win? We're just getting the playoffs for a couple of them.
No, just the playoffs.
I don't know about Michigan and Denver, so I can't help there. I'm gonna give you a little funny nugget on the Doncic trade. Now I'm not an NBA guy, as anybody who watches this never knows. And when that trade happened on the Friday night, my first thought was, oh, that can't be the Doncic who the good one. And I thought it must be somebody else. That's how bad even I knew that trade probably was. I'm like, that can't be the good one, right? It's gonna be somebody else named Doncic.
That's where it is. I took it. So we're in. We took the Nuggets. We're in on the Joker, if you don't, with the Rangers, the Eagles, and we took a shot on the Texas Longhorns for college football. It's going to be Arch Manning's team. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a little bit of juice, even though I'm not high on the whole Mannings as a whole. I know they're good quarterbacks. That's not why I don't like them. They went after my boy, Sean Stellato. I don't like him. You know they wouldn't go after anybody else, George. They went after the Italianos, and that's why I'm mad. For George Kurtz, our great producer, Matthias Burbell. I'm Lisi. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.